And now, time for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, before we start, I feel like I should check. You're not a vegetarian, are you?
No, I do eat vegetarian on occasion, but I'm
We are not talking vegetables today.
Okay.
When's the last time you had a burger?
Probably a couple days ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, statistically,
I'm an Omaha boy.
Within the last week, did you know Americans consume 50 billion burgers annually? That's 137 billion a day, or 3 burgers per person per week.
Wow.
Now, if you look back at the history of burgers, there are some competing stories about how ground beef in a bun came to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's likely fashioned after the Hamburg steak from Germany, which was a minced beef patty. But as far as the United States, there's a couple stories about them being created for fairs, because you can put a burger in a bun and walk around. The one I like most was from Hamburg, New York. That just makes sense to me.
Of course.
They had been doing ground pork, and they ran out, so they used ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
In the 20th century, it really got some traction because the food is easy to eat, it's affordable, it's filling, and you can really trace the modern fast food burger to White Castle,
mm-hmm.
which was started in 1921 in Wichita.
What? 1921?
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
I had no idea.
Right. Over 100 years ago. And it really kind of standardized how burgers were made, mm-hmm. made them safe, and really was the birth of the fast food concept. You know, then we would see McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's in the 40s and the 50s.
Sure, sure.
If we look at the Omaha history of burgers, you really have to look to the meatpacking influence on steakhouses. Meatpacking executives mm-hmm. got steakhouses to make ground beef to really boost their sales.
Sure.
Now, do you remember King's Food
Host? Order in the booth?
My gosh. I love that. They were one of the first purveyors of burgers. And then Runza, which has been around since 1949.
Huh.
McDonald's made its first appearance in Omaha in 1960. But it was a year behind another fast food restaurant that really was kind of the pioneer of the burger in Omaha. Any idea what that might be?
Broncos, maybe?
Broncos.
Really?
Very good.
Okay.
Broncos started at 30th and Fort. They had a Bellevue location and, mm-hmm. of course, their location on Leavenworth. And the same family still operates two of those Broncos.
Wow.
Yes.
As a kid, I remember going to the one in Bellevue where they had a little mini golf attached to it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go back there. Hey, so guess what the price was of a burger when they opened?
I think I recall that neon sign with the cowboy with the lasso, and something like 23 cents.
Oh, you are so good. 15 cents.
15
actually.
Cents.
They probably had to raise it for inflation over the years.
Wow.
If you look at the rise of burgers in the 90s and 2000s, mm-hmm. that's when the whole gourmet concept really came into being. Now, I asked folks on Facebook to mention some of their favorites in Omaha, and I got a really interesting mix, and some of them I've never had. So I'm going to just run down a couple, see if you've had them. Barrett's Barleycorn,
mm-hmm.
Black 16 makes a great burger.
Yes, they do.
H7 Eats, Everett's, McGowan's, Chard, of course, King Kong.
Yep.
Somebody mentioned Omaha Steaks if you want to make a burger at home. They make great patties.
Great.
And the Nifty Bar. So if you look at some of those from the past that were mentioned, the Tropics Bar down on Saddle Creek. I remember having a Tropics Bar burger as a kid. Bishop's, if somebody
mentioned. I remember Bishop's. The French silk pie, too, with the chocolate.
Yeah, after the burger.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Louis.
Yeah.
Hamburger Heaven, which was in the Brandeis.
I remember that.
Yes.
So good. Oh, I can almost taste it.
More recently, Dario's and Dario's. Blanc Burgers. Now, there's two institutions that you really have to talk about for a moment, and the first is Dinkers.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around since 1965. They put their burger in an ice cream scoop, hand-press it, and they're known for their Haystack, which has American cheese, honey-smoked ham, and a free-range fried egg.
Hmm.
They also offer a triple-decker if you're really hungry.
And you can get all those three burgers per week on average in one fell swoop.
Oh, yeah, way to do the math. Then there's Stella's, which has been around since 1936. Stella herself used to be at the Cast Iron Griddle. They have a Stellinator. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
I have. I've seen it.
Six patties, six eggs, 12 pieces of bacon. Now you got to get your veggies in. Lettuce, tomato, fried onions, pickles, and jalapenos, and peanut butter and fries, a side of fries. If you can eat it in 45 minutes, it's free. Or you pay $55. Now, there's a woman named Molly who has done it twice.
Okay.
And the second time she set a record, it was 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Are they still serving those on napkins, the burgers?
Yes.
Yes. I've been there in a bit.
When I looked at some of the menus around town, some of the most interesting toppings would be truffle and truffle mayo, PB&J, whiskey bacon jam, candied jalapenos, and pimento cheese. A friend of mine just made me a burger for my birthday with pimento cheese. It was outstanding. And when I was in Minnesota this week, after I researched this, I was really hungry for a burger. I went out and had a chopped cheese sandwich, which is not ground burger, but chopped up with cheese and lettuce and tomato and Thousand Island dressing. It was outstanding.
You sent me a photo of it.
I did.
Pretty good. You're not only torturing me now, but you were torturing me.
I like to do it whenever I see a dish. I know you would.
Why?
Like.
Why do you do this?
So about my informal poll shows me that 90% of menus in Omaha have a burger. So maybe it's time to have one. You know, there will be 413,551 burgers consumed in Omaha today.
I think I'll add to that.
Me too.
Okay, Diane. Thanks a lot. Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie.